A civilization falling. Atomic power forgotten. Science fading to mythology. Until the Foundation had stepped in. The foundation that Harry Seldon had established for just that purpose here on Terminus. Lee was at the window and his voice broke in on Hardin's reverie. "They've come," he said, "in a last model ground car, the young pups." He took a few uncertain steps toward the door and then looked at Hardin. Hardin smiled and waved him back. "I've given orders to have them brought up here."
"Here? What for? You're making them too important."
"Why go through all the ceremonies of an official mayor's audience? I'm getting too old for red tape. Besides which, flattery is useful when dealing with youngsters, particularly when it doesn't commit you to anything." He winked. "Sit down, Lee, and give me your moral backing. I'll need it with this young Cermak." "That fellow Cermak," said Lee, heavily, "is dangerous. He's got a following, Hardin, so don't underestimate him."
"Have I ever underestimated anybody?"
"Well, then arrest him. You can accuse him of something or other afterward." Hardin ignored that last bit of advice.
"There they are, Lee."
In response to the signal, he stepped on the pedal beneath his desk, and the door slid aside. They filed in, the four that composed the deputation, and Hardin waved them gently to the armchairs that faced his desk in a semicircle. They bowed and waited for the mayor to speak first. Hardin flicked open the curiously carved silver lid of the cigar box that had once belonged to Jord Farah of the old Board of Trustees in the long dead days of the encyclopedists. It was a genuine Empire product from Santani, though the cigars it now contained were homegrown. One by one, with grave solemnity, the four of the deputation accepted cigars and lit up in ritualistic fashion. Seff Cermak was second from the right, the youngest of the young group, and the most interesting, with his bristly yellow mustache trimmed precisely and his sunken eyes of uncertain color. The other three Hardin dismissed almost immediately. They were rank and file on the face of them. It was on Cermak that he concentrated, the Cermak who had already, in his first term in the city council, turned that sedate body topsy-turvy more than once. And it was to Cermak that he said, "I've been particularly anxious to see you, councilman, ever since your very excellent speech last month. Your attack on the foreign policy of this government was a most capable one." Cermak's eyes smoldered.
"Your interest honors me."
"The attack may or may not have been capable, but it was certainly justified."
"Perhaps.
Your opinions are yours, of course. Still, you are rather young."
Dryly. "It is a fault that most people are guilty of at some period of their life. You became mayor of the city when you were 2 years younger than I am now."